It is a Tuesday. It means Technology Tuesday, brought to you as a service by High Plains Apache. And joining us on the phone from High Plains Apache is our friend Tyler Westlake. Tyler, thanks for joining us today. I know you're super busy and heading out the door here shortly, but how you been?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing very well. Well, one of the things we wanted to talk about, you know, when we get into Technology Tuesday, I think you guys probably got something on the top of the list, and that is something called Carbon B. You and I were talking a little bit about it earlier today. Sounds like a way for growers to save some money. Tell us about what you got.
So I think everybody's heard of CN spray. I know there's a lot of agronomists and stuff pushing it out there, and that's exactly what it is. It's a CN spray company out of Australia that is, I think it's like 10 years old now. And what it does is uses Google AI cameras and a modem to spot the plants, and it'll spray green on green, and it's picking out plant shape, size, filament even, and then feeding it into an AI generator So if there's something they haven't seen before, they can send it right back and hit it. So we're spraying single plant at a time, individual nozzle at a time, with no per acre cost, which right. is a lot of the companies out there that are doing it are charging a per acre to do it. This is not going to be that way. We're going to be kind of one of the first that does it this way. So we're going to have a camera on the boom every 10 feet. And everything that I've seen, been doing about 2 years of research, and this seems to be the company. I think with it being AI generated, that's we're awesome. Not going to. It's never going to go obsolete. I guess was my biggest thing for jumping feet first into some of this technology was you don't want to have to spend all the money to buy it, and then in 2 years or a year, it's obsolete. So
yeah,
that's kind of the next thing up. Everybody's talking about it, asking about it. I'm actually hoping to have at least a little bit of a demo setup out there at Big Iron here in a couple of months.
Yeah, I'll be looking forward to that. Of course, I think, what is it, September 9, 10, 11, something like that? So, and you guys always
sounds
have
about right. Yep.
You have a big booth, right? What are you bringing over? I'm assuming some sprayers, but hopefully this technology.
Couple of
sprayers with this technology. So let me ask you about this. So it's technology that you don't have in the store yet, but you're in the process of getting it. But once you have it, for somebody out there listening, like, geez, I just bought my sprayer 2 years ago. Am I going to be able to use this technology? Is this something that's adaptable for any sprayer, basically?
To a certain extent, yep. It obviously takes a PWM spray system to run with it.
Okay.
But yeah, anything within about 4 or 5 years old, I think we're going to be able to tie into it. They're working with companies that create the PWM systems to use it on their machines. So I've done a lot of research, a lot of talking, a lot of videos and conferences and all things like that to find the right solution for everybody. And I think this is going to be the one.
So Carbon B, the letter B is in boy, right? Is the product?
B like the bee, like the one that'll sting you.
Bumblebee, didn't like my boy reference.
It's actually called Stinger X is what it's called.
Oh,
the
that's
company's Carbon B, and the product is Stinger X.
That is sweet. Yep. So is there a possibility of quantifying how much a person can save? Because like you said, it's got to save a ton of money in some circumstances, unless your whole field is a field of weeds. If you spray them anyway,
you're talking up to 85%.
Oh my
chemical
gosh,
savings.
That is outstanding. Okay, so the next question would be: when you're getting this technology, probably more late summer into this fall, what's the supply going to be like? Is this something somebody should get their name on a list now? Is there going to be like we're getting 10 or what? How do you know?
We're going to put one on a demo machine for this fall, so we can actually run it firsthand. I mean, I've been in machines that have it. We're going to have one on a demo that we're going to be able to run this fall.
Okay.
Right now, lead time is only about 6 weeks to get one, so it's not so much of a rush to buy it. We want to get it in our hands and see it up close, and put a bunch of acres on it ourselves. But the guys that have been running it, the people we're talking to, everybody's in love with it.
Hmm. Yeah, it seems like a great thing, and it's technology that is getting out there. So it's and I think a lot of people would be excited for. Now, you're not adding like a NORAD computer to your sprayer, are you? I mean, it's just you got the cameras and
no, you're only adding a worldwide cell modem that doesn't have a subscription fee to it either. Okay. They pull the data. If we tell them it's something they haven't seen before, they'll pull it right away. Otherwise, it'll pull it about every 4 months. And then it just feeds it into their AI machine and back out to the machine. So it's not, it's nothing you have to do. You don't have to pull a card or anything like that. It's just going to do it right through cell data.
Okay. Last question for you, and I know you've got to run here, so we'll let you go in a minute here, but for anybody that has questions about this or wants more information, what should they do?
You should just get a hold of us. You know, call either one of the locations, get a hold of a couple of sales guys here that know what we're talking about, or go right to Carbon Bee's website. I believe it's just carbonbee.com, and like I said, be like the one that'll sting you. Okay. And that's where you need to go to take a look right away, or come see us at Big Iron. We're going to have something out there, to literature and hopefully a couple of the cameras and a partial system anyway, so you guys can take a look and see what it's all about.
Very cool. Otherwise, sprayers, you guys got a lot on the lot right now. If folks are in the need or got some time to go look.
Yeah, we've actually got a pretty decent used inventory selection right now, and actually a couple of new ones that rolled off the line late. I got a few demo hours on them from taking them out, showing them to people, and there's actually some factory availability to buy 25s to be built in September yet, before any increases go up for model year 26.
Okay, very good. All right, Tyler, I know you got to run. Anything else before we let you go?
Nope, appreciate it.
All right, thank you, sir. Check them out, High Plains Apache.